Welcome to the URJ's Parenting Podcast. This is Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm speaking with Rabbi Sandy Eisenberg Sasso, one of the senior rabbis of Congregation Beth El Tzedek in Indianapolis, and author of 11 nationally acclaimed children's books. In this segment, we talk about the power of quiet moments and family traditions. Do you think that by engaging in these conversations with our children, we as parents can evolve or change our spiritual beliefs as well? Do you think we might be changed as a result?
I think that we learn a lot about the spiritual life when we travel with our children on that journey. I certainly have learned a lot about the spirit by trying to write for children. Writing about God is not an easy thing to do. I mean, you're dealing with a very vast idea, a very abstract concept. I can only truly understand that concept if I can put it in words that are understandable by a child. Otherwise, I'm hiding behind this abstract philosophical thinking, and I'm not truly able to get to the core of what I believe. And so if you can explain it to a child, you know what you believe. But I would say children open up a whole world of the spirit. I mean, after all, children are naturally spontaneous. They are present in the here and now. They're totally present. They have a grand sense of wonder and a great imagination. They are surprised at things we take for granted. And they notice things that we pass by. And if we're really attentive to them and we really spend time with them, a whole new dimension of the spirit will open up for us. And I've had that happen to me again and again.
Is there a story that comes to mind?
So I was with my grandchild on the playground, and we were very busy running around and sliding and playing ball, and there was lots of noise and lots of activity. And then we began to walk from the park back to my house. And as we were walking, I said, shh, just a minute. And then we heard the sound of falling leaves. The truth is, I've never heard that before. And if I hadn't been with him and been attentive to the natural world that surrounded me, because I want him to be attentive to it as well, I would have missed that moment. Mm-hmm. And I can give you other examples. You know, I had my other grandson visiting some time ago, and I wanted to make sure he had all the right items to play with. You know, I didn't want him to be bored, so, you know, go to the toy store, I'd buy books and CDs, and I was trying to figure out how can I engage him to keep him busy. And finally I decided, let's just go out for a walk. And we went out, and it just rained, and he jumped in the puddles, and he said, listen, and we heard birds singing. And I became attentive to things in nature I usually pass by. And in many ways, he connected me to the natural world in ways that I hadn't been in a long time.
That listen sounds like a lovely practice, a simple thing to just from time to time remember to stop and do, to awaken a spiritual sense in
Absolutely.
Us and our children.
Because I think there is way too much noise in our children's lives. There's mm-hmm. both too much activity and there's too much noise. And to develop a spiritual life, we need to stop and we need to be quiet. And we need to develop times when we are not engaged in any activity but being present for one another. And I think it's becoming more difficult to do that because we have cell phones and we have mm-hmm. computers, and things are either beeping or buzzing or ringing, and they're interrupting every time we have. I mean, interrupt everything, and somehow they feel so urgent. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a cell phone, and it buzzes or vibrates, and you feel like you must answer it immediately because it must be terribly urgent. But what is urgent is being fully present with your child. And there need to be times when you turn off all devices, all technological devices, and there's nothing that can interrupt that special time. And there needs to be times that we're just quiet with one another. And a very good time for that, of course, is when, you know, before sleep, particularly with younger children, reading a story, saying a traditional prayer, perhaps saying the Shema together, and then also allowing children to say a prayer from their heart. I think it's very important to give children traditional rituals and prayers, to give them some structure, you know, to their lives and order and routine, and also to give them an opportunity to say what's in their heart. And if you have a quiet moment with your child after you've read a book, after you say the Shema, and you say, now, could you tell me what's in your heart, or what are you thankful for, or can you tell me something that been troubling you, or something that gives you great joy, those things are prayers. Mm-hmm. And we often don't give our children the opportunity to tell us those things. And in quiet moments, when nothing else is disturbing us, that we get a glimpse of their souls if we give them the opportunity to tell us what they're thinking.
Do you have advice you would give yourself, looking back on yourself as a parent and developing these books over time?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a couple of things. One is, don't worry so much. You know more than you think. I think parents worry a lot about whether they're always doing the right thing. You know, should they put them in this activity? Should they try this activity? Should they buy this device so they'll learn to read faster, or, you know, be in this activity so they'll be more athletic or more academically in tune? We need to stop worrying so much. We actually know something about how to raise our children. And we have to trust ourselves just a little bit more. The other piece of advice I would give myself is, stop rushing. Slow down. Don't be in such a hurry. Appreciate the moment. It passes all too quickly. Mm-hmm. And those precious moments are gone before you know it. And I would also say, more intentional quiet. The most precious moments I remember with my children were really very simple, quiet moments. Before they went to bed, we had a tradition in our home, so we would read a story, children would say the Shema, and then I would say, ask a question. And my question was, what is the most important thing? And my answer that I wanted them to answer was, have a good heart. And it became part of our nighttime ritual. I would say, what's the most important thing? And they would say, have a good heart. Now, I thought that was just sort of routine, and they didn't think anything of it. But when I was with my grandson and I put him to bed, he had also learned to say the Shema. And then I said, I'm going to just try this. And I said, what's the most important thing? And I didn't prompt him. And he said, have a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids, that had meant so much to them that they had taught it to their own children. So you need to establish family rituals that are important to you, and whether you realize it or not, they make enormous impact on your children. Another example was on Friday night when my husband and I are both rabbis, and we're pretty busy Friday night because we're getting ready to go to the synagogue and to lead services, but we always lit Sabbath candles with our children and said the blessings over one another, over the children and over the family. And many times those evenings were quite busy, and there was a lot of stress and a lot of pressure, and there were a lot of rushing to get to the next activity, but we always did the ritual. And there were many times where I really thought the children were not paying attention. And they wanted to run off to other activities, particularly as they grew older. When my kids went to college, actually my eldest son called on the first Friday night that he was away in the dorm. And he said, could we say the blessing over the candles? Could you offer the family blessing? Could we do that together? So a ritual that I wasn't sure they were paying attention to had made an enormous impact on their lives. Sometimes we think what we're doing, our children are not focused on. Never underestimate the impact of something that's important to you that you continue to repeat. It may not appear to make a difference, but in the long run, it often does make a difference.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. Let us know what you think and find more parenting resources at urj.org/parents.